entering a new and, if it could be, a more complicated stage. Last week, U.S. airstrikes killed 100 pro-Syrian government forces. Over the weekend, Israel stepped up airstrikes on what it says are Iranian targets in the country. A military statement yesterday estimated they destroyed nearly half of Syria's air defense system. The first time the country, Israel, has publicly acknowledged involvement since the Syrian war began. We can speak to Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus, who's speaking on behalf of the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces. What is the strategy, Lieutenant Colonel?
Well, good day to you. Thanks for having me. The strategy is to make sure that Iran doesn't establish a military infrastructure in Syria which is capable of threatening Israel. We see that, we follow with concern Iranian attempts to establish that kind of network, another terror network in another Arab country, just like they've done in Yemen, just like they've done in Iraq, just like they've done in Lebanon. They are now trying to do in Syria. And their goal is clear. They want to bring violence and to threaten Israel. And quite frankly, we are not going to have it.
What is the level of what you say is Iranian military infrastructure? We know, of course, about the links to Hezbollah, but what are they putting in place in Syria that you are trying to eliminate?
If, with your permission, I'd like to just quickly say what started this latest round of violence. It started with an Iranian military UAV penetrating into Israeli airspace. We know for certain that this UAV was sent by Iranian elite Revolutionary Guard troops that were controlling the drone from inside Syria, and it was on a military mission inside Israel. Well, that's what started all events. That's what we brought down with an Apache attack helicopter. And that's also what we struck afterwards inside Syria, this specific command module. So that is the context. We haven't been out looking for trouble in Syria. Rather, trouble has come to us in the form of Iranian military presence. And according to our assessments, what Iran is trying to do in Syria is to establish, to strengthen its ties with Hezbollah, to provide Hezbollah with guided weapons, to improve the existing arsenal, of which Hezbollah has approximately 120,000 rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, but all of them are what we call statistical weapons, not guided munition. They're trying to improve that, and they're trying to create a land bridge between Iran through Iraq, through Syria to Lebanon. On the way, using mercenaries from different countries in the Middle East, Afghanis and Pakistanis, and using local Shiite militias to do their dirty work.
This is a huge risk, though, isn't it, for Israel? Because once you're in, very hard to get out.
It definitely is a risk, but the country here at risk, I think, is Iran. Iran is a long way from home. They're more than 1,000 kilometers away, and we ask ourselves, what business does Iran have on our borders? Syrians are on our borders. Hezbollah is on our borders. We understand where Hezbollah gets its money, weapons, and training and guidance from Iran. And the Iranians are about the same business as they have been doing with using proxies and building their military infrastructure. So yes, it is, I agree with you, it is a high-risk endeavor, and it's a high-risk endeavor and dangerous not only for Israeli civilians, but for Syrians and for Lebanese and for the entire region. It's also why we have been calling out and warning about the dangers of allowing Iran to expand and to build these military infrastructures.
And that's a point, isn't it, that, as you've said, the continued conflict here, which, whether you have what you consider to be reasonable strategic aims or not, does put further pressure and provide further death and destruction to Syrian civilians.
Well, Syrian civilians, you know, along the Golan Heights, we've been providing humanitarian aid. You might believe it or not, and I invite you to come and see for yourself. Not many people in the West know about it, but we have been providing humanitarian aid to Syrian civilians using international organizations. But we, the IDF, have been providing medical care for more than 4,000 Syrian civilians in Israeli hospitals, and we've provided thousands of tons of assistance, food, baby products, clothing, and daily necessities. So we have no interest in suffering or instability in Syria. We want stable and safe borders. But on the other hand, of course, we cannot accept that an extremist regime, Iran, is able to gain a foothold close to our borders and to threaten our civilians and to impede on our sovereignty.
Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus from the Israeli Defense Forces. Well, let's go to Egypt now, because there the Egyptians
have been saying that they have killed 28 Islamist militants and arrested more than 120 in the Sinai Peninsula since the launch of a new offensive there. I've been speaking to Bel True in Cairo. She's a reporter. What do we know?
Well, it was